Hello, Pastor Brandon here with our readings for February 6th, 2020. Our readings today from our reading plan, Seek Him, is Psalm 20, Genesis 36, 9 through 43, Matthew 13, 10 through 23. We'll be turning to Psalm 20 first. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offspring and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. Selah. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. And in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven. This, or with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the King. May he answer us when we call. Genesis 36, 9 through 43. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Basmath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Timnah, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kinzah. Timnah was a concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bore Amalek and Eliphaz. These are the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the sons of Basmath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. She bore to Esau Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, the chiefs Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kinzah, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. These are the chief of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Adah. These are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, the chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basmath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Oholibamah, Esau's wife, the chiefs Jeush, Jalmah, and Korah. These are the chiefs born to Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these are their chiefs. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, the inhabitants of the land: Lotam, Shobah, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom, the son of Lotan, where Horai and Heman and Lotan's sisters was Timnah. These are the sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Elban, Shofo, and Onam. These are the sons of Zibeon, Ai, and Anah. He is the Anna, who found the hot springs in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of Zibeon, his father. These are the children of Anna, Dishon, and Olibama, the daughter of Anna. These are the sons of Dishon, Himda, Eshban, Ithron, and Sharon. These are the sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zavon, and Akan. These are the sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aron. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the chiefs Latan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. These are the chiefs of the Horites, chief by chief in the land of Seir. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before the king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, the name of the city being Dinabah. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozra, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Hushan of the land of the Timnites reigned in his place. Hushan died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Shimla of Masrika reigned in his place. Shimla died, and Shaul of Robuth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his place, the name of the city being Pa. His wife's name was Mehetabel, and daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezaba. These are the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their clans and their dwelling places, by their names, the chiefs Timnon, Alva, Jetheth, Olibama, Ella, Peon, Kinza, Timon, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom, that is Esau, the father of Edom, according to their dwelling places, in the land of their possessions. Matthew 13:10-23. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, To you has been given to know the secrets to the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables. Because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it." Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, an evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on the rocky soil, this is the one who hears the word immediately, receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arise on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord and our readings for February 6th, 2020. What is there that we can draw from our readings? We talked a little bit about this Matthew passage already yesterday, but we can also talk about this Genesis passage. And you may say, what can we talk about this Genesis passage? Well, for starters, how well I did at reading all those names. I am sorry for how I butchered many of those names. But why are these long genealogies in the Bible? What purpose do they serve? Why do they exist? Why were they so important? They are in God's word. Well, especially for the Jewish people, this was their lineage. This is how they were able to rattle a chain all the way back to Abraham and say, yes, I too am a son of Abraham. I too am a son of the promise. This was how they did that. These were important documents to them. In fact, there's a genealogy at the start of Matthew that we talked about, pointing to the fact that Jesus is direct lineage, not only of Abraham, but of Adam. It goes through all the generations to show, yes, Jesus is not only the son of David, the son of Abraham, but also the son of Adam. And that's what these serve as a purpose in the Bible. They serve as in purpose to show people where they came from. They also provide their history in a way, in a roundabout way, because it talks about what happens to their descendants and how each descendant followed the other descendant. In particular, this is the generations of Edom. And we will be getting into that here as we continue to read through God's word together, who these descendants of Edom become. And what we gotta just realize here is that God is planning and doing something, and he's paving the roadmap to what it is that he's doing. And these long genealogies, as hard as they may be to read, they begin pointing the way, as they point the way for us to Jesus himself. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. God bless you. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye. 'Cause you will seek